Hey guys, it's Brian Eccles
and Jessica Ferris,
and we are
the Dating Warriors.
So this podcast is going to be mine. Jess is just here for support and also here to interject herself once in a while. I wanted to do a couple of podcasts, so I'm launching two podcasts today. The first one, though, is just going to be me and Jessica talking about mobile gaming. What was the title, Jess? What was the title we came up with?
How mobile is mobile gaming? This came up because we recently got new phones. It's always an exciting time. You get a new phone. It's a new toy. You got to transfer everything over. It's a chance to clear out some of your old games. And also to make sure you've got your favorite games transferring over correctly. But does it all transfer over?
Oh, yeah. There's this game that I love. And it's the Iron Maiden game because I am a huge Iron Maiden fan. Like, I am a huge Bruce Dickinson generation fan of Iron Maiden. I love hair metal. I love heavy metal. I love instrumental metal. I just love, you know, music. One of the things that irked me, though, that irritated me, is when the game transferred over, it didn't transfer the data over, and there is no sign-in. Like, there's literally no account name to give them because there's no way to connect it to social media or anything. The thing that upsets me the most is that, hey, when you're making a mobile game, you need to give a way for us to connect it to, like, our Facebook or a Twitter or a Gmail or something. So that way, if we lose our progress to the next phone, it'll automatically sync. Right, Jess?
Absolutely.
I can't tell you how many games of mine that I lost because of the transfer.
I have no idea. Now, keep in mind, we're keeping things. We're apple to apple. It's not Android to Apple or Apple to Android, at least not in our case. So we're staying with the same company. Should be tied to, say, Facebook, Twitter, our Apple ID, something. Because you invest how much time, how much money, and you get invested in these games. So why can't we just hang on to our progress then when we finally get to it?
If you're a mobile game developer, please, make it so that you can transfer your progress easier. Give them a game account to sign up for. Make sure your website actually works. I've played a couple of games where I went to sign up for an account. And as long as I had that old phone, I could play the game. But then once you transfer, I went to transfer one of my favorite games. And their website kept crashing. And crashing. Mm-hmm. Even on the actual computer, it kept crashing. So there was no way to sign up for an account. It's sad. And also, if somebody pays for purchases on a mobile game, please give them lifetime access to that paid purchase. I'm not talking about the games that have servers. No, those games, they're licensing fees only. But if you buy a digital game on your phone or on your PlayStation or Xbox, you should have unlimited rights to that game in a library to be able to download that game. Even if it becomes unavailable later on in the store, you should still own that game, as in the right to play it again. Because a lot of these systems and a lot of the phones nowadays, they don't have 18 to 20 terabytes that you can just download all your games that you own and have them there to play later on, right?
Absolutely.
So when it comes to mobile games, a lot of mobile games are distracting. A lot of mobile games are cash grabs. One of the mobile games that I've been interested in lately that I've been playing a lot of, Call of Duty Mobile. I love that game. You can play the PlayStation controller on the iPad or your iPhone or an Android via Bluetooth. It's so cool. I get to have fun again. How much have I been playing that game, Jess?
When have you not been playing that game?
I'm also playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. And I've always been playing Pokemon Go, but, you know, a lot of these games, they do have the ability to connect to a third party, so that when you transfer your progress, you just sign into the third party again and transfer with the transfer code or something like that. A lot of my games I lost. So I just wanted to talk to you guys real quick about this because it's one of the things that irritates me, and I know it irritates you guys as well about this kind of thing. So what about you, Jess? What are your thoughts?
Just, I really, really wish that you could have the ability to go back and forth. For instance, I have both an iPhone and an iPad. Now, you should be able to have them both be connected so that you can go back and trade back and forth. If I want to use a bigger screen for one game and then go back on the go and play it some more, why can't I? And it's frustrating that you can't do that. I'm addicted to this one game. It's Puzzles and Conquest. And I don't dare take it anywhere else, even though it is tied to my Facebook account, because I don't know how much of it's going to transfer. And I do purchase those packages. How many ads do you guys have pop up saying, hey, buy me. You'll get cool stuff, or you'll speed up the game.
That was one of my biggest gripes was Call of Duty Mobile. I just log in. Oh, new character available. X. Oh, here's a pack. Oh, there's no X. Where's the X? Click, click, click. Oh, you're taken to the store. Nope, not buying.
Yeah.
Then I finally figured out, for those of you that play Call of Duty Mobile, some of those that don't show you the X is usually always in the same place, which is the upper right-hand corner. So just click somewhere in the upper right-hand corner of that box, of that rectangular box that they show you, and you can get out of that ad instantly. That's one thing that I also don't like about mobile games is some of these games, they try too hard with the ads. They push too much with the ads.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you subscribe and become a subscriber, I get it. They're free to play games. Good. They need to make money somehow. But please don't shove 15 ads in my face. 2 ads, maybe. 15 ads, no. Or an ad that comes up every single time you log into the game on the same day. You know, you've shown them to me already this day. Makes me not want to go back and check the game. Like, Jess, the game you play, that's one of those games we have to check every so often, right? And if you're not paying, you see the ads pop up again and again, all on the same day, right?
Absolutely.
It gets annoying.
That's putting it mild.
A lot of these companies also have lost customer service. And yes, we're in the midst of a pandemic. We're in the midst of fear spreading wild everywhere and companies getting shut down, companies reopening, companies getting shut down, reopening, the endless cycle. But a lot of these companies are having bad customer service. I think that's a big turnoff.
Or even if they have customer service in general. To anyone who owns a company out there, you know, your customer service, that is the heart of your business. I don't care what kind of product you have. If you have poor customer service, you're not going to get anywhere.
I've had an experience with Pokemon Go recently with Niantic's customer service, not knowing what the hell I was asking about in the first place. I mean, I've been playing Pokemon Go since the beginning, and then I stopped, and then I played, and I've been playing nonstop now thanks to Jess and our friends here, because I'm not going to stop playing Pokemon Go. But please, give me some better customer service, you know? The whole point of the podcast today is how mobile-friendly are your mobile games? How mobile are your mobile games? A lot of your games you have to play connected to the internet. You know, some of them won't download on your data, even though you have unlimited data. They prefer you being connected to Wi-Fi. So you have to download all your game before you leave the house, making sure you've got that. Mm-hmm. So, the end of the story is, this is just, you know, me and Jess ranting and raving. Thanks for listening to this episode. We just wanted to let you know that we understand you guys as well with the frustrations of mobile games. And gaming needs to change. We alone can change the world. We need to demand better of the mobile games that we play. Because they need to listen to their customer base. At the end of the day, me and Jess run a business. We listen to our customer base. A business should listen to their customer base. It's not about what I want. It's about what they want. What do they need the most? And all these people that are suffering during this pandemic that are playing these games for escaping, to escape reality or just to have some fun to escape, you know, the everyday stresses. Or just have fun in general. They don't want to be clouded and crowded by ads. So, please. Guys out there that are developers, please listen. We as gamers want better. We deserve better. Otherwise, one day your company might just be left in the dust and you'll wonder why. And that's coming from a business coach. You need to take better care of your customers. What are you doing to give back to your community? Are you doing anything to give back to your community? I play plenty of games where they give you free gems a lot. And I appreciate that. You know, I like the free gem thing. I don't want to have to pay an arm and a leg for gems. Like, that's why I like Call of Duty Mobile. I don't really have to pay anything. You can unlock as you go. And I don't mind the grind and the horror of getting my butt whooped just to unlock the next gun and unlock the next tier of things, you know? I don't mind. That's the fun of it. What's the point in paying to unlock everything all at once? I did that back in the day with the codes for PlayStation 1. I used the Game Sharks and things to unlock everything. Made the game faster. But then after I was done with it, I haven't gone back to play any of those games ever since. You know, even though I liked the stories. It takes the fun out. So make these games more fun, guys. And start taking care of your customer base. Once again, I'm Brian Eccles.
And I'm Jessica Ferris.
And we are
The Dating Warriors.
See you on the next episode, which is going to be dropped right below this one. This next one is going to be something amazing. If you saw my podcast and or my video on suicide awareness and my suicide story about what I went through, you'll know that I get personal sometimes. And this next one's going to be kind of personal. It's going to be geared towards everybody. I have a way that we can make ourselves and make our lives better. And I want to help you make your life better. And if you haven't heard that podcast episode, go take a listen to it. Go watch the video. I really get personal. I really want you guys to know that life is worth living. So, hang in there. Try to stay positive. Stay optimistic and stay hopeful. Because change is coming. And I want to be part of that change for the better. I love you guys.